Blog Talk Radio.
I've known about you.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark, and tonight with the stay-at-home order and the coronavirus never going away, but that's enough, people. And it's 91 degrees in Seattle, just for people to know. We have a very special guest here tonight, and it's Miss Zoe Allen. And she's been on Generation, Dr. Quinn, Women Bird, All in the Family, all of that. So let me bring her on. And she's so talented.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So thank you for coming back to our crazy little show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and so how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's a crazy time with this pandemic. You try to adjust, and right now out here in California, the weather has been really, really hot, and it's also, you know, there have been a lot of fires going on. So even if you're not directly involved in the areas that are unfortunately burning, you're still getting, you know, the air is filled with ash, and it's scary time, you know, and so so I just, you know, pray for those who are in harm's way.
That
they're okay, and that their property will be okay, but that they'll be okay, and their families will be okay. So right now it seems like the biggest thing prayer is a really important thing right now, and today is the Universal Prayer Day. World Prayer Day from Unity Church, which is non-denominational. And so they're having prayer vigils all over the world today, and I think we need it.
Well, I totally agree. And like I said on the intro, it's 91 in Seattle, but we are having wildfires as well. And my brother, sister-in-law, and my two cute little nieces, they are, if the wind shifts the other way where they are, then they have to evacuate. And then they will go over to my sister's with the kids we love, because my sister has a swimming pool. So I don't think they will be suffering that much if they have to leave. But as of now, they lost power since Sunday. They've had no power since Sunday. And it's like so crazy. And I offered them to come here, but I only have an extra bedroom. And, you know, my sister and my brother live about 15 minutes away from each other. So I understand why, you know, they are going over there, even though, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a crazy time. People really haven't done anything this summer or gone anywhere. Or, you know, this will be the summer and the fall, I will predict, that no one... Everyone will remember 2020. No one is ever going to forgive this deal.
It really is an interesting time. And I just remember when it was New Year's Eve of 2019, and people were not loving 2019 that much, and they were just like, oh, I can't wait till 2020. And it's like, oh, really? So it's sort of like one has to absolutely be okay where they are at the time they're doing something, as opposed to wanting it to be another time, because you really don't know what's going to be coming down the pike, you know?
Well, yeah, like, I was really careful of not saying, when 2020 came, I was so careful not to say, have a great year, happy new year, because I was afraid that it would backfire on me, and then people would be having this horrible year. Well, I didn't even do it, and it happened. So, yeah, I think it is a crazy time, everyone. And, you know, everyone is just trying the best they can, but it's just crazy. Like, I've never seen it be so crazy ever, in my lifetime, anyway. Yeah.
It's really
and I was watching the Love Boat the other day. I don't know what, I mean, I love the Love Boat, but, you know, but an episode that you were in it. And
yes.
When you were on the Love Boat, and yeah, you were on it the other day when I was playing it. They have it on some kind of channel, but I don't remember what channel it was because I was flipping through channels. And you were incredible on the Love Boat. I love, you know, I love Love Boat, and you did such a great job on the Love Boat. That is really, really great to see. And I wish they would just bring the Love Boat back, because maybe we need that. You know, maybe we need,
Ted Lange, who was on the Love Boat, he was a regular on the show. He played Isaac the bartender on the show, and he's a good friend of mine. So, yeah, people have great memories and fond memories of the Love Boat and of that show, and it's still on, so that's sort of cool. That's good.
Well, you know, you can always tell him about the show, because I would love interviewing him, because I was obsessed with the Love Boat. I mean, when I was 8 or 9 when it came out, I was obsessed, you know, and it was one of the, you know, really good shows. And, you know, I mean, looking at your resume, I mean, Bonnie Miller, which you were really good in, All in the Family, My Favorite Trappers on MD, which I loved, I still love it, and Here's Street Blues, Kenny and Lacey, ER, Good Friends. I mean, you have been in so many different kind of, you know, shows. And Dr. Quinn, you know, you were incredible on Dr. Quinn. I mean, I never missed an episode, even though it was always on a Saturday night, and normal people would, you know, go out on a Saturday night, but I had to stay home and watch it because Dr. Quinn was a great show, and I, you know, and you were on it for 7 years, and I, for one, was upset that we really didn't get a really great goodbye with Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman as I thought we should. I felt like they never canceled it, and the show did not have time to, you know, do, like, all the, you know, all the wraps up, because, I, you know, to me, I'm like, they need to bring Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, back, because that was a great show for people. And it was. I mean, it really was. And, you know, it's like your career has spanned over. Like almost, you know, 40 years, but I'm not giving out your age, so don't worry.
But I'm absolutely, you know, thrilled and quite, feel quite blessed that I'm still able to do it and that people are interested in talking to me like you and, you know, or interested in things that I have to say, and it's good. I mean, that makes me it makes me very happy, you know.
Yeah, I haven't lost every show you've been in because some were dated before I was born, but I think when you've been on What's Happening and All in the Family, you know, I mean, you've been on so many great shows, and you've been on my ER, which you did a great job. So next, I think we should put you on NCIS LA, because I think you would have fun on that. And also my question is, you were on the American Crime Story a couple of years back with the whole O.J. Simpson thing. And how was that? Because I saw you in it. I remember you in it. And I was fascinated with watching it, even though, you know, I'm still mad at him because his trial took the soaps off and he put the soaps in the wrong place. But so how was that experience to be in a movie like that?
Well, there was a lot of, because it was a rather large miniseries, and it had a lot of people on it. They were filming like two or three different directors were filming different scenes at the same time. So you didn't really get a sense of the enormity of how big the project was, but while being there, it was a very I enjoyed being there and working with Sterling K. Brown, because I played his mom. Christopher Darden's mom, and Sterling K. Brown is, you know, wonderful actor, and so it was great working with him. So we had a good time. We did.
Well, yeah, I'm always up for the crime shows and all that. I find them fascinating, and I love it when they, give me a crime movie. Give me a Lifetime movie, and I'm really happy. And, you know, it's awesome that you got, you know, Ryan Murphy Productions, who, you know, I don't think this guy has ever made a bad movie or a bad TV show. I think when people end up on his show, they do so good. And, you know, he never disappoints anyone with everything, you know, he does. And, you know, I just think that, you know, we need more crime stories right now, because if we have more crime stories on TV, that will really just give us a break from, you know, what we are seeing right now. I mean, I think so. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think with your career, and basically, you know, you could work, you know, on anything. So if you ever wanted to go back to daytime, just let me know, and I can try and get you on Days of Our Life, Young and the Restless, or General Hospital. Reason why I'm not saying Boredom Beautiful People.
I would love to be on Young and the Restless.
Okay, I will treat people. Okay, I will do it for you because I think right now Young and the Restless needs to go back and be more versatile. You know, I mean, ever since we lost Kristoff, you know, I just felt like, you know, his kids are still from Young and the Restless. Oh, is on the show, but I just feel like you would do a really good job on Young and the Restless. So I will make it my new mission in life to, you know, to make sure that, you know, you get on my end. I will just treat people and bug them until they get really, really sick of me. That's what I do. And I better let the boys on because if I don't, I'm never going to hear the end of it. And they both love you so much, so I better let them on. And let's see. I'm going to go to David first. Hey, David.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really doing good. I'm doing good. Down here in Florida and hot. You know what I mean? Weather. The COVID going crazy. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
You're in Florida.
You've been out so many.
Wow.
Yeah, we got crazy weather down here now. So it's been hot. Rain all the time. Creepy. Yeah. I just watched you on as well episode What's Happening. You were great on there. You were
Thank
great
you.
On there.
Thank you.
What was like working on that show?
It was great. I had a wonderful time and I'm still in touch with Ernest Thomas, and you know, of course we see each other on Facebook, of course, but you know, we still. So it was a great. I was very fortunate to do the show, and we and it was fun. It was fun. It was a while ago, but it was fun. Had a good time.
Yeah. We were Fred Berry. We won. Yeah.
Oh, really fun. Did a lot of scenes with him.
Yeah.
He was. They were all very nice. He was funny. He was very funny, and I had a good time with them. I mean, they were. Yeah, I had a really good time with them. So yeah, I was very happy to have been a part of it. It was fun.
Awesome. Also, you're on the Royal Family with Red Fox.
Yes, Red Fox had passed away when I did the episode of Royal Family. Jack A had come on, and so it was Jack A and Della Reese and Marion Alda, we've reconnected again on Facebook, but Red Fox wasn't on. Red Fox had passed away. So, but I did work with Red Fox many years earlier in a film called Cotton Comes to Harlem. So I'd met Red Fox, so I knew him. So, but I didn't work with him on Royal Family. So it was good.
Cotton Country High is a great movie. I can watch it all the time. Cotton Country High is on here. Yeah. You did Police Woman, too. Police Woman, we were like working at Andy Dickinson.
He was, Andy Dickinson is one of the best people ever. I did two episodes of Police Woman, and she's just a really down-to-earth, lovely woman. In fact, when I did a nightclub act out in Los Angeles, she, on my opening night, she came out to introduce my open when I opened in the show, and she did that, and it was so sweet to do that. She's terrific, a lovely woman, great. I can't say that I've ever worked with anyone that I say, oh, they're horrible, I never want to work with them. No,
yeah.
I've been fortunate. I love the business. I love what I do. And for the most part, there have been some wonderful people I've interacted with. So I feel very blessed about that. In fact, I do feel blessed about that. I've been fortunate with that. So that makes me very happy.
Awesome. Hey, Generation, we're like working on that. The groundbreaking role, All Black Soap Generations.
Well,
Generations.
The thing that Generations was, it was great, and I really believe that Generations opened the doors for other shows that came after. I think that Empire is. You know, I think Generations could help Empire. Those characters, you know, those kind of characters that you saw in Empire, you saw people like that on Generations.
Yeah, I agree.
To, you know, Tyler Perry's not. I think Generations helped that along. So I think that. In some way, I think Generations was ahead of time, but it was right on time. It was when it was supposed to be, and I feel really, really grateful that I was a part of that show, that I, you know, that I was able to do it. So it was really great. It was really great.
Yeah, great show. I think she did that song in 2 years. I think. Yeah, it was great. You also done Broadway and film, which is hard to idea. Broadway or film.
Pardon?
You done Broadway too, which is like hard to eat.
Yes. I'm from New York, and I, you know, come from the New York stage. So, yes, I love performing on Broadway, and it's great. It's not like I'm the only thing I can keep saying, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart, is that I feel I've been very blessed, and I feel it's, you know, very happy that I've been able to do what I do for as long as I do it, for as long as I've done it. I still want to do more, so I feel very, very fortunate and very, very
awesome.
Happy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm a big fan of your work too. I've seen everything you've done. I think great. So, do you have a favorite go-to movie when you like you're feeling happy or sad, or your favorite go-to movie?
Well, it depends. I love watching Agatha Christie mysteries. I mean, I love watching David Suchet's Hercule Poirot. But a show that I'm really liking right now is it's called Cobra Kai, which is really Ralph Macchio, who is on. It's like what happened to the people from The Karate Kid where they grew up. and it's on Netflix now, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's called Cobra Kai, and I'm just loving it. It's terrific. So I like a lot of different things, really. I really do. But, you know, I just, yeah. It's good.
Yeah. You said you work with Sterling Brown. What would you like to work with him from this or that? Sterling Brown.
With who?
Sterling Brown from this or that. Yeah.
Yes, I was just saying I liked working with him very much. He was really very gracious, very nice, and it's terrific. And he's a good person, and all of the success he's having is really you can tell he really deserves it because he's a good person. He's a really good person. He's talented. And you can be talented, but also when you're a good person, that combination is really great. And he ticks all those boxes. I really liked working with him.
Yeah. Or do you have like a favorite role you ever did on TV or film? A favorite role that you ever did? A favorite role?
Well, it depends. I don't know. I think the role that I like is the role that I'm doing at the time I'm doing it. So, what is my favorite role? The next one. That's how I look at it.
That's a really good answer.
So that's
you
been how so many I look things. At it. Just, sometimes, you know, looking back and all that stuff, it's just, I think, a waste of time and of energy. It's looking forward, you know. So what's the good role? The next one. So that's how I look at it.
I tell you, one of my favorite roles of yours is All the Family, the episode where you do with Carol Kanner.
Yes.
Funny.
Carol Kanner, you know, he was not anything like Archie Bunker. He was not like the character at all in real life. He was a liberal. He was a Democrat. He was a person who cared about all people, all races, creeds, colors. He was an absolutely wonderful person, and I really, really respected him and loved working with him. And he was very gracious and very respectful to me. And I just thought, wow, what a great, great person he is. He was, and he was.
Yeah.
You know. So,
rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a
I
great.
Agree.
Yeah, he was, people know him as Archie Bunker, so although when he did In the Heat of the Night, you know, when he did that series, that was...
Oh, yeah, he was so good in that.
And, yeah, he was, and he also brought in Denise Nicholas, who is an African-American actress, to be his love interest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was different, you know, that was a different kind of thing, but then so in a way, that was more... who he was as a person, Carol O'Connor, than Archie Bunker was. Archie Bunker was not him. But I think that because he was not that kind of person in real life, that's why he could portray the character so well.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't somebody that he would feel guilty about playing or feel not comfortable playing, because he was not that person at all. He wasn't. And I really, and everyone on, I didn't really have any scenes with Jean Stapleton, but she was there and she was really great too. Well, so many of them, Jean Stapleton and the majority of the actors who were on that show were all New York actors from the stage. And so they all came in, they all had a certain kind of work ethic, which I loved, which is the theatrical work ethic, which is you come in, you learn your lines, you do your character, and you attempt to be an asset to what you're involved in and not a deficit. You know? You come in to do the work and to be part of the team, as opposed to coming in and trying to be ego-y or any of that nonsense. That's how I feel about that.
Well, thank you for coming back on the show. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
I
really love talking to you guys. You guys are really
fun. Oh, that is so sweet. David, what? I am going to put Bobby on.
Hello?
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Joelle.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, did Rerun ever talk to you, the dance that he gets to do all the time on What's Happening and some of the rap videos he was doing later on in his life?
Did he teach it to me? No.
Yeah, the dance.
Well, Fred Berry was one of the Lockers. He was one of the Lockers, you know, that dance group. So he was, you know, he could do that dance, and he was something. He was really quite something. He was.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of rap videos in the 90s where he did that same dance when What's Happening was in reruns on BET about the same time the Generations were on, about the same time before BET gave up the rights to Generations as far as reruns were concerned.
Yeah.
Speaking of Generations, I know that other than Jesse and Angela and All My Children back in the day, there was not that many African-American roles in daytime where you have an African-American couple on there. So if you look at what we've seen with Neil and Priscilla on Younger Restless, or with what we saw on Days of Our Lives with Abe and Lexi, and now with Ronnie and Eli, kind of just have to give a lot of credit to what Generations and what Debbie Morgan and Garner Wilson did back in the day as far as putting more African Americans on daytime.
Yeah, but before Debbie and Darnell, you know, people seem to forget that before them, on One Life to Live, was Ellen Hawley and Al Freeman Jr. They were the first black super couple on daytime television, which was on One Life to Live, and they were on in the early 60s. And Al Freeman Jr., wonderful black actor, and Ellen Hawley, she was magnificent, very light-skinned, actress, and she was wonderful, and they were the first black super couple on daytime before Angie and Jesse.
Yeah.
And so some people don't talk about them that much, but I do because I always believe in remembering and honoring and speaking the names of people whose shoulders I stand on. And sometimes those people are forgotten, and I don't forget them. But yes, I do believe that, you know, and there was also the character that Marian Alda and, I worked with him on a show, on a stage show, Irving, what is Irving's last name? They were a black super couple on daytime television too. The interesting thing with all of it is they were all on ABC Network. So ABC Network was very good in those early days to bring that about. But then of course on Another World they brought in, you know, not so much a black super couple, but you had Petunia Paley and then Jack A on Another World, which helped launch her career. Although Jack A was, you know, came from the New York stage and was in Pearly and things like that, but then she was also on Another World on NBC, which helped get her onto a contract with NBC that helped put her on 227, and which, you know,
yeah, and later sister at Tamara and Sia's mom.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, there's so many.
If it weren't for the African American actors that have started out their career in daytime, then we probably would never hear of I think it's the guy's name, the one that recently died that was in Black Panther.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, or Michael B. Jordan, who both worked together on Black Panther and were up for the role of Reggie on All My Children years ago. Never heard of these actors. Even Michael B. Jordan, who is a big star now, you would never heard of him.
People have been, they may hit in a show, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this person has just been discovered. But no, they've been working at their craft. They've been building, you know, They've been paying their dues, and they've been doing things for 10, 20 years, you know.
Right.
And that's what the thing is that one should learn their craft, get that foundation. Because the thing is when you're able to walk through that door, walk through and be ready. And that's why when all of the guys have walked through the door, they were ready because they have a history of work behind them that maybe some people saw, maybe some people didn't see. So they're not just new to business or something. They're not. You know, they've laid the groundwork. They've laid the foundation, and they've honed their craft. And that's important.
Because I think non-soap fans would probably not recognize Michael B. Jordan other than him playing Kree in the Kree movies or Black Panther, and same old Stuart Chadwick. Hello?
Yeah. I didn't understand the question. I didn't hear it
well. I think people that are not familiar with the work through the soap or didn't know they were on a soap probably would only know them just from the movies.
Well, yes, of course. But then when they learn more about them, they're like, oh, my gosh. Or they may see an old rerun of something, and they will see them in that and say, oh, that's so-and-so from such-and-such. You know, because that happens too. You see that they were on an episode of something a few years back, and then you're seeing them, and you're like, oh, that's so-and-so, that who's in blah, blah, blah now. But,
Michael B. Jordan, for example, he went from All My Children to Friday Night Lights, the series, to the Kree movies and Black Panther.
Right.
And I know we can say all we want about Black Lives Matter for a non-political reason, but everything that's going on in this world where we're seeing all these riots break out that's similar to what happened after the King assassination with Black Lives Matter and anything else that have been too racist with what's been going on in today's society. But a lot of people, especially the African-American folks, have got to realize that they got to look for better role models than these Black Lives Matter people. Like, they got to look at maybe what some of these actors and some of these movies and TV shows are doing. Because it doesn't matter if they're black, yellow, green, purple, or white. It doesn't matter.
Yes. You're right.
But I would like to say that, like Harvey said earlier, it would be great to see you back on daytime. It would be nice to maybe see you on perhaps based on our lives, reunited with James as maybe 11 for age or something like that. Or maybe playing.
From your lips to God's ears. Good.
Yeah. Or maybe you can be on base, be in some sort of connection with Ronnie or Eli for a point that might be connected, where you might have a connection with them or as far as relatives of life on the show. I mean, you never know, the possibilities are endless.
Yes. Yes.
And I also say David said earlier, you're welcome back anytime, and it was pleasure to have you back on. And I'll just let Carrie finish up the interview, and I'll say goodbye to you at Mealy Abstract.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Bobby, are you done?
Yeah, you can finish up, and then I'll just say goodbye to her.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on. And whenever you want to come on, you are so welcome to come on. And just let David know when you want to come on, because knowing David, he will probably want you on every week. And I don't think I'm kidding when I say that. And so, yeah, thank you for coming on. And please be safe in California. And please just, everyone stay safe in California and have a great night.
Thank you, Kelly.
Take care.
Okay. Talk to you next time.
Have a great night.
Okay. So, David is on the line, right?
Yeah.
Hello, David.
Oh, okay, so there is a couple of things I want to go over before we end the show tonight, because, my voice is being crappy, but Jasper Cole's interview is now October 29th, and then we have Friday, people, Carly was a genius. Carly is always a genius. And Tanya Walker is stopping by at 11 p.m. West Coast time, and Bobby, you are co-hosting with me, right?
You said 11 p.m. Don't you mean 11 a.m. your time?
Oh, yeah, 11 a.m. Yeah, 11 a.m., West Coast time.
Maybe my time. So I just didn't know, because I don't think I'll be on the line at 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning.
I know. My brain isn't with me. And, also, I want to say, because on Twitter this morning, something really pissed me off, and I just want to say to soap. What was it? Hold on. There was this poll on where is it? CNews.com, and they are saying, well, you picked for the most hated characters, and they were the son of a bitch, people who writes this shit went after Carlson as the most hated, really, bullshit. Let's see. This I have a problem with, because I've been pissed about all day. You know, they you know, went after Zig Sam. They went after Coulson and they had the most hated people. So I'm sorry, but you know, going after Mike Coulson, no, that is not the most hated person. People in the hospital is Ava. Now, thank God the bitch is dead. It's Julian. Yeah, I'm on the fence with Peter. So, you know, but when you go after Coulson, calling him the one of the most hated characters for people. No, you're absolutely wrong. Coulson has 20 years of history. Can anyone ever say that in a soap? No. And number two, saying Jason too is hated? No. But whenever someone gets in trouble on General Hospital, who do they go to, Bobby, to get them out of the mess? Do they go to the police, or do they go to my guy, Jason and Sonny?
Jason and Sonny.
Thank you. Thank you. And number two, I want to say that Dave is crazy right now, and I have to catch up on that, but I just want to say that Greg, whatever, got replaced today. You know, I guess Calabari doesn't have enough on his hands. Then, you know, go around firing people. And, I mean, that's all he knows.
I mean,
all Calabari knows is firing people.
Dave's just kind of. Right.
Oh, killing them on the soap.
Dave's just rehired back Marcy Miller to play Great. Abigail and Tamron Brown to play Ava. Now, as I said earlier to you in the text, I think Tamron should just come back to General Hospital to play Kim at the most, if not because. Because I don't think that nobody's going to replace Laura Wright as Carly anytime soon, rather than Sarah, Tamara, or somebody else.
Exactly. And, you know, but do not come after my favorites, because I will come after you, and you will wish you were never born. Ron is doing a great job getting Days of Our Life nearly canceled. You know, I can't stand the guy. I cannot stand the guy. The guys up there,
you know,
Calabari and Trump, are, you know, the same level. So, Bobby.
Can't compare both Trump to Black Kanye, Bobby, what name it is.
Yeah, they are. They are both evil son of a bitches. And all they care about is themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and, I'm talking to Bobby for a moment. Bobby.
It's about Dina hanging easy.
Yeah.
But
you agree with me, right?
It's about Dina hanging easy. I should get off people. How are you?
So first off,
Dina.
First off,
let Bobby talk.
First off, they bring back too many people that we knew before playing roles. They got Martha Madison back as Bell. Marcy Miller back as Abigail. They got Tamron Brown, who should have been on General Hospital, as Tim, in my opinion, as Ava. They brought back Sip. They recast Claire. Lord knows what's going on with Sierra as far as if she's alive or not. I mean, it's just really, and they got rid of Hope, and they're bringing back Gabby in a few months from now, and they're bringing back Race in a few months from now. It just seems like, I mean, other than perhaps maybe Lonnie and Eli, everybody else on the show so just make it too confusing to watch.
When they bring it back out, well, now I'm sunny. They are bringing them back. I just read that. So they are coming back.
I believe why I hear that, because I don't think Sonny and Will are coming back anytime soon from what I heard
his
podcast when he had
Chandler
on a few days ago.
So I'm not
sure.
It was
sure,
not on Facebook.
From
it's
I
on Facebook.
Before we end the show, I have another announcement before we end the show. Maggie is taking a break right now. A medical break right now, and of course we miss her. I miss her more than anyone. But she needs to do this for herself. And so with Maggie gone for right now, Bobby is number two. So just for people to know that Bobby got a promotion.
Like I said,
I'm number three. I'm up down with
the
ride.
David, let me finish. The last thing was that she said my prayer, because I told her that last night on Twitch.
Exactly. So, and we said in the show before my voice gets more raspy, but just remember, everyone, have a great night, wash your hands, stay indoors, especially with the hot weather, and pray for Washington State, pray for Oregon, pray for California with all the wildfires. I really hope my brother and my sister-in-law don't have to evacuate.
And I'm
talking about
California, too.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Like you said,
so, yes, we did a great interview, and Bobby and I will be back on Friday. David, if you don't make it out, I'm really sorry about dialysis. But if you don't make it out, Bobby and I can do the interview, right, Bobby?
That's correct.
Okay, have a good night, you guys.
Good night, guys.
Okay, bye.